Welcome to the manager's desk. I'm Mike Cornell. How many of you survived the rush of Black Friday shopping? Well, I skipped it this year, and I have no regrets, as I was able to get the things I wanted 2 days later for the same price, without the crowd and hype. I don't remember things being this way when I grew up, do you? Maybe I'm aging myself, but I remember the Sears and JCPenney's Christmas catalogs. Us kids would spend hours looking through that, circling everything we would like for Christmas, far more than our parents could ever afford. So have you ever asked yourself, who started this Christmas stuff? Well, that's the title of this story. The author's unknown, but it could be any of us. A woman was out Christmas shopping with her two children. After many hours of looking at row after row of toys and everything else imaginable, and after hours of hearing both her children asking for everything they saw on those many shelves, she finally made it to the elevator with her two kids. She was feeling what so many of us feel during the holiday season time of the year, overwhelming pressure to go to every party, every housewarming, taste all the holiday food and treats, getting that perfect gift for every single person on our shopping list, making sure we don't forget anyone on our card list, and the pressure of making sure we respond to everyone who sent us a card. Finally, the elevator doors opened and there was already a crowd in the car. She pushed her way into the car, dragging her two kids in with her in all the bags of stuff. When the doors closed, she couldn't take it anymore and stated, "Who started this whole Christmas thing should be found, strung up, and shot." Well, from the back of the car, everyone heard a quiet, calm voice respond, "Don't worry, we already crucified him." And for the rest of the trip down the elevator, it was so quiet you could have heard a pin drop. Well, don't forget this year to keep the one who started this whole Christmas thing in your every thought, deed, purchase, and word. If we all did it, just think of how different this whole world would be. Who started this Christmas stuff? Well, it's a good reminder for all of us as we head to the stores for those last-minute gifts for loved ones. I want to thank you for remembering the WRVM Radio Ministries in your Christmas/year-end giving. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can make a gift online at WRVM.org. For the manager's desk, I'm Mike Cornell.